I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. 2019 is shaping up to be an exciting year for Asian access. President Joe Handley.
Right now we have five new countries, I think even six, that might be looking to open with us. And these are countries that are completely closed to the development of leaders within their midst.
Some of these new spots will be more challenging to launch than others. The Church Planting and Leadership Development Ministry is also building on momentum.
We are looking at expanding at a rapid rate with business professionals. We have leaders from places like Hong Kong, Singapore, Taiwan, and Japan that are saying, we are hungry for the development of our capacity as kingdom marketplace leaders.
And an often overlooked people group took the spotlight earlier this month at the Passion 2019 conference. Amber McNeur with Deaf Bible Society says deaf awareness grew as a young woman named Ira took the stage and signed her personal story.
Passion's heart is for young people. Then you have Ira, who's currently 23, but when she started her ministry work, she was just 21. So she's this deaf girl who doesn't even have the Bible in her heart language, who's reaching out to other people and trying to share Christ with them.
Deaf Bible Society and Sign Language Bible Distribution were the mission's focus for this year's Passion Conference. Folks raised almost $450,000, which will be used to help deaf believers get access to sign language scripture. Deaf Bible Society wants to bring God's word in sign language to deaf in 16 nations. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. Join us on social media. Find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, and TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. You can look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.